starting off with the movie news this afternoon, and Deadpool 2 is shooting later this year, and Ryan Reynolds has signed on for the sequel. Deadpool is still shattering box office records the world over, but it looks like a sequel is getting ready to shoot in Vancouver, where the original was shot later this year. And Ryan Reynolds has officially closed a deal to reprise his role, and the actor is believed to have been renegotiating his contract after the first film made $754 million at the box office, and he was allegedly paid $2 million. Under the new terms, Reynolds would make more money from any future films. And Deadpool is now officially the most successful film in the X-Men series. Now, Daisy Ridley thinks the Star Wars films have something special that other movie franchises don't have. She's currently in the middle of filming the next big screen installment, Episode 8, and Daisy tells us she's glad fans have embraced The Force Awakens.
It's weird, because when people are like, I haven't seen it, I'm like, oh my god, no way. It's amazing. I think it was obviously unprecedented when it began, and it still has something in it that other people haven't quite got, because obviously people still love many, many other things, but the level of love for this is something totally different. But it's great that obviously everyone thought that 7 captured that.
Now, staying with the Star Wars news, and the actor who voiced Admiral Ackbar has died at the age of 93. Eric Bowersfield made the character a fan favourite after uttering these three iconic words in Return of the Jedi.
It's a trap!
And Bowersfield worked in radio for much of his life, but stumbled into the Star Wars series while working on a radio project at Lucasfilm. He ended up voicing the roles of both the Rebellion's Admiral Ackbar and Jabba the Hutt's ghostly steward Bib Fortuna in Return of the Jedi. And of course, Admiral Ackbar also made an appearance in last year's The Force Awakens.
It's a trap!
Right, out now on DVD and Blu-ray is Steven Spielberg's Bridge of Spies, starring Tom Hanks and Oscar winner Mark Rylance. During the Cold War, an American lawyer is recruited to defend an arrested Soviet spy in court, and then help the CIA facilitate an exchange of the spy for the Soviet-captured American U-2 spy plane pilot Francis Gary Powers. And here's a clip from Bridge of Spies.
They've got our guy, our spy pilot. They've got their spy. We want you to negotiate the swap.
I'm an insurance lawyer.
Are you good at what you do?
This will be a first for the both of us.
You should be careful.
Do you know how people will look at us? The family of a man trying to free a traitor?
Every person matters.
Why are we hanging him? He's a spy!
We need to know what the Russian was telling you.
We're not having this conversation.
Don't go Boy Scout on me. We don't have a rule book here.
We call it the Constitution, and that's what makes us Americans.
And Bridge of Spies is out now on DVD and Blu-ray. Now, showing on TV tonight at 9 o'clock on Film 4 is The Purge. Ethan Hawke stars in James DeMonaco's frightening thriller about a sanctioned night where all crime is legal. When the safety of his family is threatened by a violent gang, Ethan Hawke must tread a fine line between the moral high ground and sinking to the level of his attackers to make it through the night.
Tonight allows people a release for all the hatred and violence that they keep up inside them.
Why don't you guys kill someone tonight?
Because we don't feel the need to, Johnny.
Just remember all the good The Purge does.
We'll be fine just like always. No worries, okay?
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual Purge. At the siren, all emergency services will be suspended for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Help me! Someone, please! Help me!
I just need to keep someone safe! Did anybody hear me?
And you can catch The Purge on Film 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
It's a trap!